The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, downtown's buzzing and the Final Four is ready to go. Happy April. We're not fooling around. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Radio Row in the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, well, don't worry about calling in because we're at Radio Row and won't be taking any phone calls, but you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. No nonsense. Let's have some fun.
That's it.
We are out here at Radio Row to get ready for the Final Four, and it's pretty exciting around this part of the city. The one cool thing about coming to the Final Four as opposed to some of the other events we do, when I walk around, we're not the tallest people around.
No, we're not.
And it's not even close. And we go to the fights. Most of those are little guys, and we're just kind of towering over everybody. Not here. Especially walking in front of the hotel coming over here. Bunch of players and stuff over there. Okay, I'm going to have to do a bunch of these during the show, so I'm going to get one out of the way right now, so just bear with me. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by Coaches vs. Cancer. Westwood One and its partner stations around the nation are pleased to be teaming with Coaches vs. Cancer this Final Four weekend. We're joining college basketball coaches to raise funds and awareness to support the American Cancer Society's fight against the dreaded disease. To join the Coaches vs. Cancer team today and help us run out the clock on cancer, please donate at cancer.org or call 855-227-2313. Every dollar counts. Okay, I got 26 more of those or
good
something
job.
Like that. So what's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Ready to rock and roll here?
I'm ready. Let's get this thing going.
So, this is going to be fun, man. There's a Fan Fest is down here, and just for people who are coming downtown and hanging out for this stuff, I actually wrote something on all the best bars down here.
Oh, nice.
Like my favorite bars and restaurants.
That's sweet of you.
So I did put that out on Examiner. You know, just help the people out. Of course, people are mad. Well, what about my place? Well, your place is in the Woodlands. That's not downtown.
Right.
That doesn't count. But it is very cool to see all these people here. And this FanFest setup is nice. And it is just really buzzing here. And I always have mixed feelings about it. But boy, the crowd from the Rockets game and FanFest last night was just amazing to just kind of sit outside and look at that. All these people downtown, and I forgot there was an Astros game too. So it's really hopping, and I think it's fun to have these kind of events. I'm excited that it's here, and hopefully people come in and have a good time. And if they don't, oh well,
that's their problem.
It is. We got some good interviews lined up for you as always at these. So we got a little LSU basketball that we'll be talking, and hopefully we'll be talking about texting.
Okay, I'll bite. Why would we be talking about texting?
Because I'm hoping we're getting Frank Martin.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant us texting.
No. I don't have anything in that regard.
Okay, good. But I was saying, it's weird.
Yeah, because that weird story that came out that they actually got a text that they were in the tournament.
Yeah.
So be interesting to talk to them about that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You get a chance to watch any of your Rockets collapse last night?
Oh, yes.
Were you having fun on
Twitter?
I didn't, because I've
almost fully stopped tweeting about them, because now at this point it's just getting old, and it feels like I'm piling on, and that's, I don't, I'm not looking to do that. I don't care that much. So when they do something like that, it doesn't affect me emotionally. I just they suck again. No big deal.
Yeah, I one of the reasons why I almost never live tweet basketball, because it's pointless.
Yeah.
Especially the NBA. You can be up 20 and lose, and you can be like, oh, they're playing like the best team in the league. And I felt bad because somebody actually tweeted us something like that. Well, this is the most complete game the Rockets have played. Whoops.
I take that all back. I saw that tweet.
Yeah, I felt bad for them because it's just what they've been all year. I mean, they can come from 20 down and pull out a game that they probably shouldn't have won, and then, you know, they got a nice big lead, they're playing well, and then they collapse. And we've seen it all year. This is what 500 teams do. And, they're frustrating to talk about because there's really nothing to add about this team. Other than, you know what, they're getting a lot more out of Michael Beasley than I thought they would.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really all I can add to it. 713-780-3776.
Did you see Bonnie Bernstein is bitching about our city here already?
I did not.
After just 5 hours in Houston, already certain this will go as the least logistically organized Final Four I've experienced in 18 years. Hashtag NRG fail. Then she said, San Antonio, Indianapolis, New Orleans, wash, rinse, repeat.
I'm not a fan of hers.
Because of that?
No, I've never been a fan of hers.
Okay.
So if that's how she feels.
Where's she even work now?
I don't know. Is she even important enough to?
I don't know. She doesn't work for.
I haven't heard her
ESPN
name
anymore.
I haven't heard her name in years. So,
yeah, I don't know what's come of her, but I don't really care.
I
don't care if Bonnie Bernstein likes our city. Bonnie Bernstein can suck it. She's probably in this room, so I'll say it louder. Bonnie Bernstein can suck it if she is here.
No, I don't think she is.
I think she is because she's tweeting about being here.
Well, but she's not in the room.
I
don't know about the organization.
I will fight Bonnie Bernstein.
Yeah?
No, I won't.
Logistically, I had a hard time finding where we were supposed to be. And I was going around looking for my credential, which I have to go to get at NRG. But I think it's a pretty simple
setup.
Why
do you have
setup
to go get yours at NRG? They brought me mine here. They hand-delivered mine, Fred.
Because I have to get a picture taken.
Oh, you didn't turn in a picture.
I didn't turn in. I turned in a picture, but they said it didn't work.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah, not that big a deal.
Jong tried to save you this hassle.
I probably
you didn't want to be saved.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to go anyway.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to be able to go to the games.
Why not?
Well, Monday we're going to be doing a show. By the time I get out of there, there's no way. And I don't know about Saturday. We'll see. Because we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, man.
That's true.
So, and we also have to go to a party after the show.
Yeah.
Which,
yes, we do.
We have to find a way to get out of there by 8:30 so I do not miss Banshee.
Who has a big party on Banshee night?
Our boss.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, all these people are in town, and, you know, it's, you know, got to show off to the, you know, all of our cool people that we have, including us. But it is Banshee night.
It is.
And I'm going to find a way to get out of there before Banshee starts. I will live tweet Banshee.
Okay.
If I get out on time. 713-7.
If I don't get out on time, I'm blocking you on Twitter.
All right, maybe I won't then. But 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know what I'm kind of out on?
What are you out on?
April Fool's jokes.
Who's still doing that? We're grown-ups here.
I know we're grown-ups here. You know what April Fool's Day is? It's like the St. Patrick's Day for pranksters.
It's lame because you know pranks are coming.
I know.
Like, April Fool's would be a lot cooler if, like, you got a secret email and it was like, today's April Fool's Day. Like, it was a random day in April. You don't know which
awesome
one it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that works.
No, because then everybody would still know. But it's, I don't know who still does it. Oh, gotcha. April Fool's. Okay. Some of the attempts out there have been pretty weak, I'm not going to lie.
Has someone gotten you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You'll whoop that ass.
No, I just don't pay attention because anything that seems ridiculous, I just ignore. Because it's obviously somebody trying to get you. But I saw our buddy Craig Shelton trying to get everybody with the James Harden trade story. And I wanted to tell him. I wanted to tell, dude, anybody who's even halfway up on things knows that you missed the deadline. Come on. I had about four other people try stuff like that. I'm just like, please, guys, come on. If you really want to get somebody, do that on a day where there's, you know, just a regular day. So if you're going to get drunk, don't get drunk on St. Paddy's Day. Get drunk on a Tuesday. Just be different. Be unique. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And hopefully we'll be getting some coaches in here to talk to any minute now. Did you see, hopefully we won't get on the wrong side of him like apparently a reporter did with Roy Williams. Did you see what happened with that?
I did not.
Well, apparently there was a Washington Post story, and Kent Babb wrote it. Said the talked about the NCAA investigation, talked about coach having health issues, and apparently Williams came back and said that his friends weren't happy about the story because he talked to a bunch of his friends. He says, I'll try to treat this lightly because I could deal with it much more strongly. I haven't read it. Two of my close friends were so mad that if they were to step in front of that guy in the street, it would be a very, very bad scene because they felt like the guy lied. First off, I haven't read it is never... when you haven't read something, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to have an opinion on it.
Yeah, don't comment on it if you haven't read it.
But he said, one of my guys said, I never said anything like that. It upset all my friends. I haven't read it. Again, don't care to read it. Never will read it. He'd better step carefully around any of my friends. It's like, what, dude's going full monster.
I like this,
here.
Though.
My high school coach is one of the finest gentlemen I've ever known in my life and one of my assistants that was with me for 21 years, and they are so mad at that guy. And he said, number one, I had two knee surgeries last summer. I don't run like I used to, but I can still outrun that damn guy. I can tell you right now, if I had to chase his butt down. And he said, seriously, I've got a head cold right now. I feel real good. The knee surgeries have slowed me, and I'm going to have to talk to them after the season's over about possible knee replacement, but I feel really good. So apparently he's disputing the fact that there were health issues, but he did have two knee surgeries.
Okay.
But he better step lightly.
Damn right. Plus, he hasn't read the article.
Right.
So he doesn't really know what he's talking about. But
yeah, that's okay. Step lightly, though. That's what they told me about the article. Step lightly. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We got a lot to get to, and we'll see if we have an interview when we come back. But right now, I'm going to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. Spring is in the air, and so is cleaning out the bed mites, dust, and all. Start with a custom-fitted, handcrafted bed made right here at Houston's Texas Mattress Makers store. I can tell you, man, it's important to get the right bed custom fitted for you, and Texas Mattress Makers makes huge spring savings available to you. How about this? The Queen Pillow Top sets start as low as $245. They normally retail around $479. The King Size, for guys like me, is now $349 at the factory, where you'd spend around $680 elsewhere. That's because they make them right there at the factory. They sell them directly to you. Retail stores have to mark them up. They don't do that at Texas Mattress Makers. That's where you should go. They're available in all kinds of different feels, soft, firm, or hard. All depends on how you sleep. They're going to put you on the right bed. And start your spring cleaning today. Get out with the old and with the new. Handcrafted quality mattresses. It's all there for you. Go visit them. 4619 Navigation. Tell them I sent you. I promise you they will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com. It's the scene about me.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Radio Row in the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Radio Row. Want to remind you, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row being brought to you by Coaches vs. Cancer. The Coaches vs. Cancer program is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches that empowers basketball coaches, their teams, and their local communities to make a difference in the fight against cancer. Since 1993, Coaches vs. Cancer has raised over $100 million to battle cancer. Please join the Coaches vs. Cancer team today. Visit cancer.org or call 855-227-2313 to make a donation to help us defeat cancer. This is going to be getting old. I'm just going to tell you.
I agree.
I got to do like 100 of these.
That's strange. Why are you reading all these? No, why does he have to read all of them? I mean, why does he got to do 100 of these? Doesn't seem fair.
2016, buddy. Oh. How
the
game is.
All right. Ugh. Okay. Well, we'll make it work. That's what we do.
It's crazy. But that's all right.
Well, anyway. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And a couple people on the text line says, I'm an elementary school teacher. Imagine how old April Fool's jokes are for me. I got the your shoe is untied 50 times today.
No, Zach, that's why I always wear boots on April Fool's Day.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a good plan. Of course, my shoes usually are untied, so I would fall for that every time.
You probably would.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Foster says he just saw Coach Cal getting in a cab. He looked wasted. This early in the afternoon?
Hey, maybe good for you.
Oh, you will. I guarantee you will see a lot of wasted coaches wandering around downtown Houston this weekend. In fact, that could be a game.
Do you think any of them will have coached teams here in the city this weekend?
Probably. Oh, not any of those guys. Not until Monday night, maybe.
Ah, okay.
Well, I take it back. What if the guys lose on Saturday? They might be out Sunday getting wasted.
Maybe.
So,
but I mean, if you lose Saturday night, don't you pack up your stuff and go home that night?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't want to hang
out. Yeah, you don't want to hang out. And watch.
You might run into Bonnie Bernstein.
That's true.
And you don't want that. So, see, you weren't here for the first segment, Michael. That's why that makes no sense to you. That's you just sitting there looking at me like, what the hell? But, I think if you could see who could spot the most drunk coaches this weekend, that'd be a fun game. And then the drunker, and do it on a scale. Like, guy who's like an 8 drunk versus a 4 drunk. And then we add up the points at the end, and whoever has the most, we give them something.
There you go.
Sounds like a plan. That's a way to handle this. I can tell you one place to look is this hotel down here. Yeah, that thing
is. That's the spot.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And I was stalling a little bit because I thought we were about to have an interview, but apparently not.
We're never going to get that interview.
Yeah,
it's over.
I think you're right. I think it's time to move on.
It's over. We'll have some more interviews later on in the program.
Yeah. No, Carl Duke's wandering over here.
Hey, you on a break?
I'm about to come back right now. Why?
You know, people wanted to talk to you, Carl.
Hey, people.
Nobody cares about Carl Dukes anymore.
Are y'all on?
We're on
right now.
We're on the. This is live radio.
Yeah.
This is live radio.
Yeah. I know you. I know
you. You guys put on a recording.
I know you forgot what live radio was. But,
I do.
You know.
I have because I like to hit the play button. What's up, fellas?
When are you going to get a haircut? What's going on with this?
What do you mean, man? I'm letting my I'm feeling my
you got
my wild side
a salad
right now.
On your head. What's going on?
I'm
with
feeling
you?
My wild side right now. I'm letting my beard grow, and you know, I'm letting the hair grow.
Is that what the ladies in Atlanta like?
Well, you know I'm all about the ladies in Atlanta now. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Are you serious? No, man. I'm just going through whatever, you know? I mean, sometimes I like it low. I cut it. Whatever.
Okay.
I didn't know we were going to do a fashion critique of Dukes today.
Oh, well, dude, you keep posting these pictures of shoes on Twitter.
Well, I do have a shoe addiction. That's
I'm starting
true.
To think that you're gay.
No, I am a guy that enjoys dressing well, as your man Mike right here. As you can see, Mike's dressed to the nines today.
I know, but when Mike gets a new pair of shoes, he doesn't post them on Twitter.
No, it's just, you know.
And he doesn't talk about, ooh, I got to get me some of these.
That's not quite how it sounds, AJ.
That's like when I read it, that's the voice I put it in my head.
Because you know what? That's because you're twisted.
I got to get some of these bad boys here.
You're a twisted individual. I've got, you know what?
You got work to do?
Yeah, I've got to go to work, guys.
All right, man.
All right.
How's everything? All right?
We're good, man.
You doing all right?
We're doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I don't know how you put up with this guy, dude. I don't know how you do it.
Because I could sit here and laugh at what he does to you. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row being brought to you by Coaches vs. Cancer. To join the Coaches vs. Cancer team today and help us run out the clock on cancer, please donate at cancer.org or call 855-227-2313. Every dollar counts. When you support the American Cancer Society, you help us save lives and celebrate life. You join millions of others who are committed to achieving our vision of a world free from the pain and suffering of cancer. Okay, so the rest of these are shorter. Those are the long ones.
Do you want me to read one?
No, no, we're good.
You want me to help you out?
No, I got this. I got this.
Okay.
I've already had to read them all once.
I know. That's why I was wondering why you're having to do it now, because I felt like he had already done all this once. Like, there was a guy came over here and listened to him read them all, like, to make sure he was doing it. Like, what's up with that, Mike?
AJ just asked you if you needed help. You know when you ask people, hey, you need some help, hoping they say no.
Well, of course. You're moving? You need some help? Here's $20 for a day laborer, because I'm not helping you.
Well, you know, the politics of sponsors and things like that.
But why?
Just have to get them in.
He did all of this to begin, like, before we started, he recorded all of these things in front of the guys to make sure that he did them. Like, they have someone to, like, make sure you do it.
Right.
Why does he have to do it again?
I work with you guys. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm
work with me and figure it out.
I'm willing to do it.
I am willing
to do it. I just kind of find it interesting that apparently this is like the most important thing that we're doing here all day today is that I have to do these. So
whatever.
Anyway, it's all
one of
the
drunk coaches. Read it.
You follow Carl on Twitter?
A little.
You see him post those shoes all the time?
I do.
Well, you think it's kind of gay how he's doing that?
That's not my thing.
It's a little bit weird, right?
Metrosexual?
I guess that's what it is, yeah. I mean, if you like some clothes, like, since when do dudes post on social media, ooh, I really like these clothes?
That's a good point.
No one does that. No,
that's a good point.
Like, that's what women do. Like, ooh, I wish I could get this dress. Okay, or I wish I could get these shoes. That's a woman thing. Dudes don't post stuff that they want to be wearing and post it on the internet and say, ooh, can't wait to get my hands on these bad boys.
Dudes in Atlanta do.
That's weird, man. That is weird.
Is that
hey, check out this suit jacket. I hope I can get my hands on that bad boy at Men's Warehouse this weekend, huh?
You're not talking about those down low guys, are you?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I do think he is talking about that.
I don't know. That's a weird move by Carl. And weird move by dudes in general to post on social media pictures of clothes that they want to own. Nah.
Well, I
ain't about that life.
Let's be honest. We both dress like slobs most of the time. It's not like
we
care.
So, but that's like,
we can.
I'm like, hey, you ever see me post some pictures of a t-shirt and some sneakers on the internet and be like, ooh, I hope I can have these next week. No, if I want that t-shirt and sneakers, I'll just go get it. Okay? Maybe it's just because I'm balling so hard I can just afford whatever t-shirt I want. That's why I don't like fancy clothes, because then I'd be coveting some sort of fancy shoes when basically I gotta order my shoes online anyway because I have big feet, so I can't, you know. If I can't get it pretty easily, I don't want it. Carl. That's a Carl move. That's why his ass got ran out of Houston. Put him up, Carl.
Love Carl. It's always good to see him. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. But right now I'm going to tell you this one's from me. This one's from the heart. Got to tell you about my good friends at MyBookie. And everybody always asks me, man, what's the website you use? I've been using MyBookie.lv. It is fantastic. You got odds available right there. MyBookie has in-game live betting all weekend up until the finals. Now's the time to get involved. Doesn't matter if you've been a player for years or you just decide, hey, I love Syracuse, I want to get in on them because they're orange, whatever. MyBookie caters to all players. So come join today. They have the fastest payouts in the industry. No more of that nonsense of waiting a week like a lot of these sites do. They pay out in a hurry and the best customer service, and you have nothing to lose. 844-900-2387 is the number to call. Or you can visit them online at mybookie.lv to open an account. Or you can do it right now on your smartphone. Sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for on-the-go action. Don't sit in the sidelines. Get in the game. Call 844-900-2387. And in addition to the basketball, they also have a full-service race book for my horse racing friends. Visit mybookie.lv to open an account. You know the team's going to win big, will you? This is the only place you should go. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.
This
is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Radio Row in the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to remind you that Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row is being brought to you by Warner, the official ladder of the NCAA Basketball Championships, and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders, available locally at United Tool and Fastener. See, that one was shorter.
That's the official ladder of the NCAA.
That's right. So when they climb and cut the nets, that's what you're going to see. See this story about this recruit who said Urban Meyer treated him like crap?
No, probably wasn't that good of a football player.
Well, he was a four-star offensive lineman. It was wound up being a five-star.
Okay.
Signed with Kentucky. He had been a long time committed to Kentucky, and then but Ohio State started recruiting him, and he said, may not be the best thing, but I was at Ohio State having a private meeting with Urban Meyer. I'd gone up to camp there, and they had treated me like a piece of meat, just treated me like crap. By that time, I was a four-star tackle. I weighed about 270, and I was 6'7". I wasn't even on their radar. I came back up after they offered me. Four straight days, I got offers from Cincinnati, Alabama, Auburn, and then Ohio State. I went up and said, Coach, what was the reason that you all of a sudden offered me? He said, we looked at your tape, and it was pretty good, and I saw interest in that. He said, well, Coach, back when I was committing to Kentucky and keeping my options open, I came to a camp and sent you my film, and you didn't even reply. And he says, well, if you look back at that time, how big were you? He said, 6'7", 270, like I am now. He said, well, you were an insubstantial tackle, an insubstantial player. I don't think that's a word, but okay. So he was saying I didn't even amount to being able to be recruited by Ohio State as a four-star tackle. And he said, so what offers did you have? I said, I had my one from Kentucky. Well, you were an insubstantial player with insubstantial offers from an insubstantial school.
Insubstantial is a real word.
Is it? It
means not solid or real,
okay.
Imaginary, or lacking strength and solidity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not a word I'm familiar with, but I know it now.
Yep.
And I know that if I were in a conversation with Urban Meyer, he would probably use that word.
Well, listen, not every player is going to be wooed by every coach. Not every coach is going to be the nicest to every player. This is maybe a situation where at the time they didn't have interest, and maybe somebody came back to Urban later and said, hey, you got to look at this kid's tape again, or maybe one of his assistants found something. Made him more interesting. Urban probably sees, I don't know how many kids every year who want to go to Ohio State and play football. He's at one of those schools where recruiting is a relative term because he's basically picking from all the kids who want to go to Ohio State is what he's doing. It's not like at most your average Joe Schmo college football program where they have to go out and beg kids to come to their program. Ohio State, there's kids who grow up wanting to go to Ohio State. And if they get the slightest sign of interest, they'll sign a piece of paper. So you have to forgive Urban Meyer for not remembering every tackle that comes through town. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem like really a piece of meat thing. I'd love more details on exactly how he was treated so horribly.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get an offer when he was hoping for one? Is that what he's saying?
I guess that he just didn't have a good experience at the camp, and then they didn't pay any attention to him until other schools started offering him. Which, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It happens with every big school. Texas does it. Alabama does it. Nick Saban will come along at the last minute on some guys.
Yeah.
Because, for the reason you said, I know with 25 scholarships, they can't get everybody that they want. And, maybe we're only getting this kid's side of it. Maybe the kid was kind of a little bit of a dickweed about it, and so that's how Urban responded. He's Urban's got some a-hole in him. I mean, all good coaches do. So, I don't know if it's that. I guess it's not really that big of a deal. Hey, you went to Kentucky, good luck. But I don't know that he should remember every single tackle either.
Yeah. Did the guy end up going to Kentucky?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
So, good luck.
Yeah, Urban Meyer saying thoughts and prayers to you, bro. Yeah. I really missed out.
I don't know that it's that surprising. I mean, if Urban Meyer's never been a nice guy.
No.
He's a damn good football coach. That's what he is. Sorry he hurt your feelings.
Oh, wow.
Did you see, I don't know if you saw this, the James Franklin blocked a reporter who pointed out that he'd come up with a stupid graphic that he tweeted out?
No.
Well,
does he block someone on Twitter?
Yeah, this is what they sent out originally.
Wow. No talent required.
No talent required.
It's interesting.
To play at Penn State. So apparently Josh Moyer of ESPN tweeted back at him asking about it, and he got blocked.
Okay. Well, I hate when it's news that the way people use their social media.
Yeah.
But if you're a reporter, do you ask a coach questions on Twitter? Is that how you do your job?
Well, this is what he sent out on Twitter. I don't really have a problem with him saying, you want to explain the no talent required thing?
Right, but don't you ask that like at the next press conference, not on Twitter?
I don't know. No, I mean, when is the next press conference going to be?
I don't know. But I'm guessing James Franklin doesn't use his Twitter for the media. He uses it for recruits.
No, that's not a good thing to be putting out there.
Listen, I'm not agreeing with what he posted. It's stupid, especially when you're coaching at Penn State. It's in Vanderbilt anymore, bro. You actually do need some talent if you want to have a chance to win. I just think that while it's a stupid thing, I don't think reporters should be, you know, asking questions of coaches or interviewing coaches
That's
via Twitter.
That's not an interview. That's just a response to Twitter the same way you would respond to somebody if they put something like that up.
Well, first of all, I don't follow Bill O'Brien or Kevin McHale. I definitely don't follow Kevin McHale anymore. Or A.J. Hinch. I don't follow any of these guys on Twitter, but if I did and they posted something, I wouldn't reply to them and say, what's going on with that? That seems strange. Who does that?
A lot of people do that.
Who? You do that?
If I saw something like that, I probably would. What do you mean by no talent required, coach?
That's odd to me.
I don't know, man. I've seen you respond to other stuff a lot more insignificant.
If you're like a newspaper guy or whatever, you're writing a story.
Well, it's not that he was writing a story. Just he covers a team and he saw it and he responded to it and said, "What's that about?"
Oh, well, in that case, I mean, listen, I block people all the time. Sometimes you don't like what people say. You block them. What's the big deal?
713.
He's trying to make his Twitter experience comfortable, Fred.
Yeah, well,
you need to be better about that. Mm. You should take a page out of James Franklin's book. Learn to block people.
I've blocked a lot more people over the last few months, more than ever before.
Well, how come you're not having to answer questions about it?
Because those people were dickweeds. It takes a lot.
I'm just saying, maybe James Franklin thought this guy was a dickweed. Maybe he was
hey, coach, what the hell?
I mean, let's face it, Fred. This guy, if he covers him regularly, this isn't his first interaction with him. Maybe James Franklin already didn't like the guy, and it was just like, okay, I'm done with you, kid.
Maybe he just wants to have him blocked so that if he does another stupid idea,
maybe so,
it won't get public.
Yeah, if you post stupid things on Twitter, you don't like people who call you out about it.
Want to remind you, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row being brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts introduces Speed Perks. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards to carry, no points to keep track of, no nonsense. Another one bites the dust.
Doo-dum.
So we got our, some of our interns out here running around.
Yeah,
helping get guests and stuff.
Here's a funny story. One of those interns, it's the first time I've ever seen him not wearing Rockets gear.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him.
He looks really weird.
The only way I figured it out was because he was so damn skinny.
He has like 100 different Rockets jerseys.
Yeah.
And they're all like size extra, extra small. But he had a Yao jersey on yesterday because Yao Ming got inducted into the Hall of Fame. But this is the malnourished intern who just says he's never hungry.
Mm-hmm. Future homeless guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took me a second to recognize him because
the guy who I guess still thinks Kevin Durant's going to come out here to Houston.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Sure.
And I tried to give him some advice on his career, and I don't think he's going to listen to me.
Well, I'll keep a few extra quarters for him when I find him under the bridge down there. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So I'm guessing we're not going to get either one of these interviews that we were supposed to get.
Well, we're supposed to have Frank Martin at 4:45.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. Frank Martin, the head coach of South Carolina, is supposed to join the program coming up next segment. So I wonder what he because he was when he was at Kansas State, that's a guy who in 4 or 5 seasons was in the NCAA tournament and was, you know, getting to Sweet 16s, Elite Eights. He took that job at South Carolina, hasn't been there since. 4 years has not been to the tournament. I wonder if he has any regret. I mean, I don't know that you can ask him, like, hey, do you regret taking the job that you currently have? But I think there's something to be said for it, for sure.
Yeah.
We should hit a – I mean, I guess you want to hit a break, or what are we doing?
Well.
Hey, Mike, should we hit a break and then have a segment with him? Okay.
All right. So take it a break, John. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Radio Row in the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I kind of wish the microphones had been on, because I've been having a nice chat with South Carolina head coach Frank Martin.
I always like to... Because in my mind, I have questions that I want to ask, but then I'm like, oh, this guy's going to think I'm a total a-hole if I ask some of these questions on the air. So I like to just get a feel for it, and then I know what I'm comfortable asking now on the air. I do want to congratulate our guest, Frank Martin, extended through 2022. That's a long time from now. Good for you, though. That's a job security is a hell of a thing, isn't it?
You can't – I don't know about other people but me. You can't pay me enough to be unhappy. I'm ecstatic there. I love my team. I love the community. We set a school record in attendance. We set a school record in wins. I couldn't be happier. Quality of life, my wife, my kids, everyone's happy. My boss, Ray Tanner, is phenomenal. Our president is leading the charge with the whole reform of athletics to make it better for the students. Harris Pastides. I said this the day I got hired there as I was researching jobs. You know, Ray Tanner, our baseball coach, went there and stayed, won championships. Steve Spurrier could have picked any school in the country to go to, went there and stayed, and turned the football program into a perennial winner. Dawn Staley, she might be the most impactful person in women's basketball, along with Gino Auriemma, in the last 20 years. You know what she's done for women's basketball and basketball as a whole. She went there and stayed. Frank McGuire went there and stayed. Why would I not want to be a part of that? And it's been fun. It's been a heck of a ride so far.
Now, you guys, and Fred and I have talked about this a lot over the last week, or I guess the last several weeks when the tournament's been going on. I made my own field of 68, who I thought should be in, who I thought should be out. You guys were in my last four in. Ironically, Syracuse was in my first four out, and here they are in the final four. You guys get left at home. You go to the NIT. Is there when you and obviously, like you said, a school record in wins. I'm sure you guys thought you deserved to be in the NCAA tournament, right?
I getting in is hard. When only 68 out of 352 get in, that's hard. There's a lot of good teams that are very deserving that don't get in. This is what I'll say about us. You know, you compare how many wins we had away from home, we had more than some of the teams that were in combined. You compare how many top 100 wins, we had more than some of the teams that got in combined. And all that sounds good. Bottom line is we didn't get in. This is what I'll say to you. If you take our numbers and you put them in the Big 12 and the ACC and the Big 10, we're in and we're flying colors. But we're not. And it is what it is. We had took a huge step forward as a program this year. We're excited about it. And we got to work a little harder, a little better to be privy to playing this great, great NCAA tournament.
Do you think so what you're saying, the SEC in general was perceived as down this year. Kentucky was down from their standard. Florida's down from their standard. Do you feel like that hurt the conference standing as a whole?
I think that's the perception that's out there right in the league. Ask Rick Barnes and Ben Howland if they thought those teams were down. Ask, and I'm saying ask them. because they've both been to Final Fours. They're both coming in from the Pac-12 and the Big 12. Ask them if they thought our league was down and how difficult it was to win games in our conference. There's a perception out there, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate it exists, but, Kentucky had a heck of a run in non-conference play, a heck of a run, and they lost conference games. Who does not lose conference games? Who does not lose on the road in conference play? Everybody does. But for whatever reason in our conference, when you lose on the road in conference play, it's viewed like something that's just anti-basketball. And it's a shame, but that's okay. It's our job as coaches to win more and get more teams in the tournament and make runs and figure out a way to have more success.
Big story this week about they came out and apologized for the text you guys got. How does that happen? That just, especially with a team that you really believe you have a legitimate chance to get in the tournament.
Here's the thing. When I've been in education my whole life, math teacher 16 years. I'm into helping people. I'm not into blaming people. And what I don't want, that's why we weren't going to come out public and ever share that information with anybody. But it got out. So now we're all forced to answer it. What I don't want to happen here is to take away from two things. I don't want that story to take away from the greatness of this tournament right now, because it's been an unbelievable tournament. And number two, to get anyone anywhere in trouble or blamed for a mistake. However it happened, I thought the NCAA took ownership of it. The selection committee, I should say, took ownership of it. And it is what it is. Now, that's an experience in our life that we have to manage. That stays with us forever and ever. You know how lucky we are if that's the worst thing that ever happens to us? That it's as much as that pained us, because you got to understand, 4 years ago when we got there, we're the worst team in the SEC. It wasn't even close. And we set a school record in wins, past 11 schools of finishing third place, and it's not good enough to get in. That's one pain. But then you think you're in, and you're told you're in, and you're not in, and it's all good. It is what it is. I don't want this to become a blame game circus. Let's all learn from it. Let's make it a positive. Our guys will be better for the experience. I'll be better for the experience. And we're 2 weeks removed. I'm excited to watch these games. I know our guys know what they went through because they just found out yesterday. We didn't tell our players till they found out yesterday in the media. When we get home, we'll visit about that text message. But what I mean they went through was getting left out of the tournament. We won a postseason tournament game for the first time in 10 years.
Came within 1 point of winning another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, a lot of good.
So what do you think about the teams here?
Seniors.
All over the place. Yeah. That's what we were noticing. Do you think that's the new standard? Is that the new norm, or do you think this is a year that's a little bit different than what you're used to seeing?
It's always been that way. The problem is that everyone falls in love with the team that has all the 18-year-olds. It started with the Fab Five when those guys played. But at the end of the day, the teams that have unbelievable success are always the teams with the old guys. Wisconsin came in, no one gave them a chance. Well, they went out and beat Kentucky. The teams that have older players. But I think these four teams here, they're all different. They all play different basketball. But they're all very similar in their demeanor. They don't get rattled when they have a bad 3-minute segment in a game, and they don't get too comfortable when they play well for 3 minutes. I think that there's Coach Kruger just walking by. Their school plays with an unbelievable passion for the game, with a calmness and a great demeanor. But so does everyone else in this tournament. I could be wrong. Marcus Page has started to play real good basketball. He's playing with a confidence and an arrogance that maybe was lacking earlier in the year. And I think that's put North Carolina at a different place than everyone else.
Speaking of seniors, three of your five leading scorers are done now. Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable with the bodies you have coming in or moving up to replace them?
Yeah, we return all our guards. We return our top five guards. And to win in college basketball, you got to have guards. And that experience, Syracuse, two guards, right. fifth-year senior.
Of Villanova.
Correct. And we had some young guys in place at the 4 and the 5 that helped us win games during the course of the year. they'll be so much better next year because of their experience this year. But replacing those three seniors is always your challenge. It's you never replace a senior with a freshman. If you do, there's a transition. You know, there's only so many Kevin Durants and Michael Beasleys. There's only so many of those guys. And that's why they are as successful as they are. The majority of the freshmen, they can't step in and do for you what seniors do.
A couple of the guys who gave you some good minutes this year, a couple kids from Lithuania. How's that end up happening? How do you find those guys? How do they end up in South Carolina?
You recruit, and you're in Manhattan, Kansas. There, you know, you got to recruit everywhere. You can't just recruit a certain pocket. And we identified those guys, and Michael Carrera, our small forward that's originally from Venezuela, while we were at K-State. And then you take the transition, move us to South Carolina, and that was their senior year in high school. We immediately went back to them, and they were excited about who we were as coaches. They came to visit. They loved what they saw, and they jumped on board. And it's those three guys that we've leaned on to build our program, and they've been phenomenal at it.
Are these guys, Carreras and Cassini, are these guys that were highly recruited by other college coaches, or did your staff just work extra hard and find these diamonds in the rough, and you guys identified them and said, hey, these guys can help us out? Yeah. Or is that how it worked out?
All three of them were never part of the AAU summer tour.
Right.
So they probably had negative stars, not five stars. They probably had negative stars.
Nobody pays attention to you if you don't play AAU.
Correct. So, and they weren't ready to help us win in the SEC as freshmen. But you take Michael Carrera, who was a 6'5" center in high school that played with four other guys that all signed high major basketball scholarships. Michael comes to college and he leaves as a first team all conference small forward. That tells you the kind of ticker, the desire, the work ethic that young man had, that he evolved as a player. He went from a center to a small forward, and he made himself from negative stars to a first-team all-league player. And that's as a coach, that's a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, one thing I do want to congratulate you on is being the 2015 Coaches versus Cancer Champion. You raised $400,000. I mean, that's amazing for a terrific cause. So, congratulations for that, and thank you for that.
I appreciate you saying that. It's we Coaches versus Cancer is an organization that for many years I saw it from the outside, and I respected what they did. I got to meet Norm Stewart, who was behind the whole Coaches versus Cancer movement, and now for me to be a part of it, it's an honor. I'm a small little pebble in that world, but it's all our passions combined. We as people, when we combine and unite, we're powerful. And that's what this is. Cancer is the one thing that we've been able to put people. I'm going to kind of stop the sentence halfway. We've put people on the moon, but we haven't figured out a way to defeat cancer. We have to all unite and keep doing our part to educate, raise funds, motivate, get people excited about the fight against this crazy disease that continues to take people from all our lives. And the only way to do it is by all of us giving a little bit to make it as strong as it can be.
I was just saying, that's Coach Frank Martin. I just wanted to tell you, when I was covering Texas basketball back in the mid-2000s, there were not many things that I looked forward to about trips to Manhattan, Kansas. But I've always found you to be a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're a guy that I cheer for. I'd like to see you do well. I'd like to see that you're turning around the South Carolina program. I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you're a year away from being in the tournament with these guys. So thank you for that, and congratulations to you on the new deal, Coach.
Thank you guys for the time.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, we've got to take a quick break, but first I have to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center, where 2 years ago, that's what it was, I went in and decided I needed to lose some weight, and they helped me out. Got 50 pounds off. I've learned to keep it off, and it's been a great, great experience for me dealing with Quick Weight Loss, and they've been helping people for 28 years. It's not just me. They can definitely help you. All you got to do is go in there, talk to them. They're going to help it. They're going to help you out. You're going to get where you need to get. Right now, great deal, 6 weeks for just $66. Some conditions apply. Go check them out. Visit them at quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.